Officials in Iraq's Kurdistan region say over 700 of Peshmerga fighters are believed to have been killed in clashes with ISIL terrorists over the past month. They say over 3,500 have also been injured and at least 34 others have gone missing.
The loss of the Peshmerga forces means that the Kurdish fighters are an essential part of the Iraqi defense system. This also shows that the terrorist group threatens all Iraqi parties. Now the KRG must be part of the Iraqi political process, not only in the fight against terrorism. This will strengthen the Iraqi anti-ISIL bloc.
In August, Kurdish officials said 150 Kurdish forces had died in clashes with the terrorists. This came after 2 months from the start of ISIL attacks. The toll rose over the succeeding month and provided proof of the sacrifices that the Kurdish fighters had made to return stability to Iraq, along with the Iraqi army and volunteer forces.
Shoulder to shoulder with the army and the volunteer forces, the Peshmerga forces have been engaged in fierce clashes with the ISIL since the beginning. Hundreds of them have already lost their lives, and many have been injured. This comes as the battle against ISIL continues till now, because the terrorists are located on the borders of Kurdistan.
The Peshmerga have been specifically successful against ISIL in areas such as Mahmur and Mahmudiya. They are also credited with the releasing of the Izadi Kurds stranded in Sinjar, as well as the liberating of areas around the Mosul Dam. The Peshmerga forces had an important role in battles against ISIL terrorists. They fought the ISIL in the north near the Kurdistan region and contributed to operations against them by Iraqi army and popular committees in the east. Today, the Peshmerga are appreciated for their help in liberating many strategic areas in Iraq. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.